days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
What's going on, everybody? This is the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin T, a.k.a. Big Papa. And welcome to the Back in the Day podcast. Now, this is part three of the Marriage God Design Chicago 2024 Marriage Retreat Matters of the Heart. We got a few more interviews with some couples, and we have a very, very special treat for you, but you have to wait until the end to experience that. And yes, of course, we're going to play some of your favorite back in the day classics throughout the episode. And then the first couple that you're going to hear from, I don't even know how to explain or describe this couple. They are the real deal. Trust and believe me, they are authentic and raw. If the dictionary had a definition for keeping it real, this couple's picture would be under that description. Let's hop in that deuce and a quarter and let's take a ride to back in the day. Marriage God Design Part 3, Matters of the Heart. And we're going to kick off the show with this classic from Chaka Khan. Here's Sweet Thing on the Back in the Day podcast. Ready? Here is the official DJ of Marriage God's Design, DJ Big Woo, and his lovely wife, Sherry. Well, let them introduce themselves.
Daryl and Sherry Banks.
And how long have you guys been married?
26 years.
Wow, 26 years. So how did you guys meet?
We both used to work at a hospital. And he was in housekeeping and I worked upstairs doing nurse's aide. And he would come upstairs and clean our, our floor. Mm-hmm. And he just struck up conversation every now and then. And then it became more frequent. Uh-oh. And deliberate.
Okay, so Daryl, if you can, tell me one thing that was attractive about Sherry.
Her hair. Yeah, she used to wear this asymmetrical hairdo, and she used to come around the corner, and she always will fling it in them crimps. And I'm like, man, seen her a couple times, and one time we was down in the cafeteria. I was eating, and she was coming in, and God said, "There go your wife." And I'm like, "That's my wife. I'm married already."
Yep.
Okay.
He said, "That's your wife." At the time, she was dating somebody already. And I was married. I left my wife. Just left. But she wasn't my wife. You know, I moved off emotionally. I never asked her to marry me. And I left her. And then I started talking to her. Not flirting or nothing. I was just being smooth.
He was flirting.
That's it.
He was flirting. Yeah. I just entertained him. I saw him.
Okay.
And it happened.
So how many years have you all attended this marriage retreat?
5 or 6.
Now tell me, what makes this time different from the other years?
Deliverance.
And some healing.
Were you two expecting that this year?
All I know is this year, the devil has truly been busy. He has been busy with jobs, finance. Me and Daryl usually get along most of the time. I mean, everybody fight, everybody had disagreements. But this particular year has been a big one. And it was to the point where we was just ready to throw the towel in. But for some reason, God kept telling me to be still, be quiet. I'm like, why you keep telling me to be still and be quiet? Why you ain't talking to him? But when I did, it seemed like it wasn't meant for us to come. I mean, stuff started happening. I started a new job. I didn't know these people was going to give me the time off. When I tell you, it was, everything started going back in order like it's supposed to go. I mean, we was going at it. We don't want to go to no marriage retreat. I don't even want to talk to you. So why would I want to go be with you at a retreat for all them days locked up somewhere? I mean, it is what it is. That's
right.
Marriage.
Right.
I understood what was going on because it came out of nowhere. I mean, like nowhere. It was to the point where we was like, he didn't like me, I didn't like him. How they say you with it, I'm with it.
Now tell me, what else are you looking forward to getting out of this weekend?
In my marriage or?
Just being here this weekend.
Oh, well, you know, actually, I'm at peace now. At first, I wasn't. When I came, I was uncomfortable because I was getting ready to make a decision to leave a woman that I've been with over 30-something years. And I was like, man, do I love her? Yes. I'm in love with my wife, but do she love me? Because, you know, because sometimes you can be with a person for so long and you can lose sight of what it is that you're supposed to be doing as a couple, a married couple. And then I begin to wonder when she kept saying my rejection was from my mother. It wasn't from my mother. My rejection was from my wife. And I didn't know how to tell her, but I'm like, you only gonna have a few more times to keep hitting my hand. I'm gonna make a move. Don't think the rejection is from my mom. Did I get the love from my mother? No. Who I'm with now, that's who I need that love from. And you got to understand, when that man is talking, you gotta listen. Sometimes you gotta be quiet. Let me get it out.
Right.
Don't sweep it on the rug, because if you sweep it on the rug, this is what it's gonna do. And then something gonna happen, the little smallest thing is gonna explode. So either we gonna work together and make it work, or we got to go. Well, I'm 55 years old, so I don't know how much long I got here on this earth. And I want some peace. I want some love. And I want some happiness. And I need that togetherness. I need all of that. I need the emotional side of it. I need the physical side of it. I need it all. Sometimes I need you to learn how to pray before you speak. Because sometimes if we move off emotion, we're going to destroy each other.
Look, you don't know what somebody's dealing with. And you don't know if your testimony can help somebody else. And that's real. You can see on the outside, but you be a fly on people's walls. You don't really know what's going on in the house. And people are human. Life happens. Life is life.
Now tell me, what would you like to say to Martise and Nancy?
Keep doing what you're doing. They don't realize the impact they have on other people. You know, they talk about how, you know, they was married for marriage. And that's real. I believe that. I've been knowing Nancy since we was kids. We grew up in the same church. She's younger than me. But I look up to her. And I'm older than her, if you know what I mean. I love them. I mean, are they perfect? No, they're not. And I'm not here to judge them. I enjoy this outing. I enjoy this ministry because they don't just have an outing. They actually pour into your marriages. And you need that. Mm-hmm. You need like-minded people with you. Yeah, you need somebody that's like-minded. You can't
see whether they know it or not, they standing in a gap for the gap.
Yeah.
Wow. So if somebody's standing in that gap to pray for you in your marriage to keep something from happening, because gaps leave room for the enemy.
Mm-hmm. And there are people, whether you know it or not, folks watch you. Oh, they watching. They waiting. They waiting to see what's going to happen. If you're going to fault, if you're going to fall, so they can just wiggle their way right on in there. And that's exactly how it happens. If you open that door, if you don't, my biggest thing is, and I've been saying this for years, if you don't respect your marriage, nobody else will. Because if you have respect for your marriage, people will not do what they do. Mm-hmm. They know not to try you. They know it's not what you want.
Like that's why it was a struggle for everybody to get
here. To get here, because there was too much breakthrough going to happen.
Yeah, and the people that was on their way coming, but they didn't come.
God revealed that to me about a month ago. Stuff was going on in there, God told me, you got to get there. And he made a way for us to get here.
Dude,
and that's real. And I knew when it was
been
a struggle.
Nancy and Marty's been a blessing to both of us.
Yeah.
I love him for that. You know, I told him a long time ago, man, if y'all going to stand, I'm going to stand with you. If you're going to fall, I'm going to fall with you. But you got to be right. And so far, they ain't showed me no faith. That's why a lot of people hate on them.
Yeah.
They hate on Nancy.
When people get talking about you, you doing something right.
If they ain't saying nothing,
if they ain't saying nothing, you got a problem.
It's time to go now. We don't need to go no more, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I fought it. I didn't want to come. Like, hey. It's whatever.
I mean, that's literally what we both said. It's whatever. So, and me and Daryl gonna fight like that.
Yeah.
We really like best friends for real. That's real.
Yeah.
We was friends first.
Yeah.
So, you know, that thing with Martise and Nancy, they gotta continue. But they got to what we as a group.
The biggest thing is you gotta have the right people around you. You can't have everybody in your ear.
Yeah, but see, as they pour into people, now we as the group
got to pour into them.
Pour back into them because the enemy is coming.
Oh,
and they kept saying no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. But it's going to form.
But it ain't going to prosper.
So that's why everybody keep the change. The day people got delivered and they married. And you know what? The people that's quiet, I don't know if they're supposed to be here.
Wow.
Because if you're not going to be real in your marriage and say what's really going on in your home, how could you get help? What you come for? This a getaway for us to get away, get a little booty in the mountain.
Did he just say get a little booty while in the mountains?
You got to be truthful.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, for the last 6 months, I've been struggling with some things with you, but you won't hear me.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't listen until God told me how to listen. It wasn't his words. I had to hear what he was saying because I was tuning them out. Because, you know, sometimes you get caught up in yourself, and that's real. A marriage is not just you. It's you and another person. And I was being selfish because I was thinking, man, what is wrong with it? Am I being punked? Is it a camera? But what he felt was important wasn't what I saw. And that what he gave this morning, that was raw.
Yeah.
That was raw. Sometimes you got to get out of yourself and see what somebody else is going through.
Out of your own way.
Yeah, you got to get out your own way. Am I perfect? No, I am not. Nobody is. It's no in between with him. But you don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
See, I know not to poke the bear. Yeah. People don't know him like that.
Well, I tell you, it was my pleasure in interviewing the official DJ of Marriage God's Design, DJ Big Boo, and his lovely wife, Sherry. They could talk forever. We could have kept going, but I had to stop. I asked them to give me two of their favorite songs, but they actually gave me three. And because they're one of my favorite couples, you're going to get all three of them. First, we have Bloodstone with We Go a Long Way Back, followed by Kenny Lattimore For You, and the great one, Luther Vandross, Here and Now.
And I'm so proud, yeah. You and me, girl, go a long way back. Yeah, we go a long way back. I remember when loving you wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, baby. But I stuck on in there with you, and we made it. Sugar, we made it through it all. Now let's keep it up. I ain't had enough, no, no. Go a long way back, such a long, 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 long way. You and me, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Go a long way back. When trying to love me wasn't easy, it wasn't easy, baby. But you stuck on in there with me, and you see what we made it. Just you and me.
What up, y'all? This your boy, DJ Big Woo. You're listening to the Back in the Day podcast with my brother, Big Papa. Church on the move, baby.
For you, I'd give a lifetime of stability. Anything you want of me, nothing is impossible for you. There are no words or ways to show my love or all the thoughts I'm thinking of. 'Cause this life is no good alone. Since we've become one, I made a change, and everything I do now makes sense. All roads end, all I do is for you. For you, I share the cup of love that overflows, and anyone who knows us knows I would change all thoughts I have for you. There is no low or high or in between of my heart that you haven't seen. 'Cause I share all I have and am. Nothing I've said to understand. All I feel deeper still, and always will. All this love is for you. Every note that I play, every word I might say, every page that I write, every day of my life would not be filled without the things that my love for you now brings. For you, I make a promise of fidelity now and for eternity. No one could replace this love for you. I take your hand and heart and everything, and add to them a wedding ring. 'Cause this life is no good alone. Since we've become one, you're all I know. If this feeling should leave,
listening to the Back in the Day podcast with your host, Big Papa.
One look in your eyes, and there I see just what you mean to me. Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need you. Yeah.
makes life so sweet. Together we'll always be. This pledge of love feels so right, and ooh, I need you. Yeah. Here and now, I promise to love faithfully.
Okay, this next couple, I so enjoy talking with them. They are a fun-loving couple. Let me tell you, at last year's retreat, we played a game called Adult Bingo. If you know, you know. And this couple won every round that we played. I can't remember if it was 3 or 4 rounds we did. And they won every one of them. So this year, we told them, you all can't play. Sorry. We're going to have you facilitate the game so another couple can have a chance to win. They are a great couple to be around. So let's get into it. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Here we go.
I'm Sean. This is my wife, Sharquanza.
And how long have you all been married?
20 years.
Every time I hear you say, I just don't believe it. Because you all don't look that old. I'm sorry. When y'all got married, y'all was 12?
Something like that. About 12, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like
12.
We had, I want to say I was 25 when we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 45 now. I was 25.
The mapping.
people all the time. They was like, I'm like, I got, you know, kids and how are your kids? I'm like, we got 25 and well, the other one about to be 23 and 21. They was like, what? I was like, we got grandbaby now too. They was like, what?
Wow.
People don't believe me.
Wow. Now, is this your third year coming to the retreat?
Correct. We're juniors. This is our third year.
So what are you looking forward to this time around at this year's retreat?
I guess partially I was looking for kind of the same thing, but then they were saying like God is moving and doing something different. So I'm open to whatever God is going to do. But I came here because I'm investing in my marriage. You know, we had our struggles and stuff
before, and the last few years our marriage has gotten much better. God's been working on us. But that doesn't mean that we or anybody, you shouldn't still invest in your marriage. You know, you don't want to wait till it breaks down. You want to try to do maintenance before you get to that point. So
I'm excited to be here as always. I really am. And so I think what I did come here with an expectation, and that expectation was whatever God wanted to do. I wanted, you know, individuals to be out of the way and for God to have his way. And that was my prayer, for God to have his way, just for him to take completely over. So whether we just was basking in him, worshiping him, the different workshops, but I'm looking forward to taking back the tools that we have. We'll be leaving here with our marriages strengthened, and that's the total, you know, complete goal, is to have a successful marriage, and not only have a successful marriage, but make sure that others around you, you know, you're setting an example for them, because this day and age that we living in, you know, individuals, they take marriage as a joke. You know, they making a mockery of it and laughing at it. And it's not funny. God instituted marriage. You know, he loves marriage. That is one of his loves. So we take that very, very serious, to put the work in to make sure that we do have a successful marriage. Is it easy? No, it is not. And I would be lying if I sat here and said that it was.
But she is so true in saying that marriage is not easy. It takes work. What you put in is what you're going to get out of it. Marriage is not for the faint of heart. Well, on that note, what would you like to say to Martise and Nancy?
I would like to say, and I know my husband too, don't definitely have something to say, but I definitely would like to just say thank you to them. Thank you for answering the call, you know, because I know that ministry is not easy. And it's a lot that goes into this marriage God's design, these retreats. So I would just really like to say thank you to Nancy and Martise for answering the call, for all of the service that they, you know, give when we are here. They're serving us. And so I don't take that lightly. I don't take it for granted. So I just want to say thank you to them. For everything, for all of the tools, all of the pouring that they do, that when they pour into these marriages that come, I just want to say thank you, and it is greatly, greatly appreciated. It is not lightly taken.
I would say just say thank you. Thank you for listening, being obedient to God. Thank you for everything they have to go through. Everybody probably don't understand the struggles they even have to deal with to get this all together. And I just want to say we really appreciate it. We love coming here.
Yes.
And I just like to say to Nancy, Lord willing, we will see you next year.
Yes,
we are definitely looking forward to next year's retreat. It's going to be amazing. I already know. And for their songs they picked, you got Lenny Williams, 'Cause I Love You, and New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain, here on the Back in the Day podcast, Marriage God Designed Marriage Retreat 2024, Matters of the Heart.
Girl, you know I love you, no matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much riches, but we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you.
You know, one time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad. It got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Was the original Keith Sweat. He was Keith Sweat before Keith Sweat came on the scene. Sometimes you gotta get out there, fellas, and let her know how you really feel. And how many of you know that sometimes a little rain must fall? Hey.
Baby, can you stand the rain? Oh, oh, oh. not asking just of you. Girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
But I need somebody who'll stand by me. When it's touching, you won't run. She will always be right there for me. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, can you stand the rain?
Can you stand it?
Can you stand it?
I can't let this episode end without playing an excerpt from the morning session we had. This is still day two. There was so much wisdom, so many nuggets that were dropped. So I just can't leave without dropping one before we end this episode. So check this out.
Come on. Your marriage is not a commitment or a contract.
It's a different cost.
How come it's a different cause?
It's a different cause. And so sometimes,
come on, Rhonda.
Sometimes,
say what you say.
Sometimes we'll misunderstand. Sometimes we'll misunderstand the master mechanic based off of our budget.
Oh.
Thank you.
What is the offer?
I told you.
You get what you pay for. But this particular cost, money came back.
That's right.
And so sometimes the master mechanic is the manufacturer.
Yes.
So this is when covenant is a different cost than contract. Contract, you can buy out. Covenant requires your life. And so, if you're going to be in it, be all in it.
Be all in it. You have some oil and a candle that represents the covenant.
My God.
Burn it in your house. Anoint each other. Anoint each other.
Oh, boy.
When you are or when you're going through something. Come on, y'all. It's a responsibility. And God always knows what you need, because we waited to the last minute, so I didn't order my stuff like I was supposed to. And my aunt came and looked at and brought it for me.
And this oil is anointing, y'all.
So this all is amazing.
Thank you, ma'am.
I went to a prayer conference about 6 months ago. And the Lord told me, I left it in my truck. I heard y'all made a new truck. Y'all bless the Lord. Because I was riding this car. Lord, I was somewhere. And my husband brought me, and I left the oil in the truck. So every day the Lord said, anoint yourself, anoint yourself, anoint yourself before you go into your place of business. So I started anointing myself. The Lord said, anoint your throat. I said, anoint my throat? Why anoint my throat? And I had, they found a couple $1,000 on me. When it got to the port, why the $1,000 has been shrinked up out of years. This all works, so whatever y'all need, anoint it.
Now let me let y'all in on the secret. Like she said, the oil works. But that's according to your faith.
That's according to
your faith. According to your, not my faith, not what we're saying. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all paid $1,000 to be here. Do you see you get more than your $1,000?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do y'all see that already? Because see, I was called a scam artist. So I just want to make sure.
Forgive them, bury it.
Yeah. I'm saying that because I want you. No, I want you. I'm saying that because, like he said, it's about when you go in, what you paying for.
Yeah,
you get what you pay for. If you go to the generic places or to the knockoff places, you get the knockoff. But when you go to the master mechanic.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Come on. That's all he needs.
Yes.
This is covenant oil. So every now and again, you all anoint each other and pray for each other. That's important. Anoint each other. Ladies, wives, the wise wife builds her house. And a foolish one while he's sleeping.
Rub me down.
And when he ain't acting right, and you know that, the Holy Ghost tells you to shut up. Or the Lord can tell you to hush your mouth. Right? When you mad and you, the Lord can get a little long. Get a little long. Go to work while he's sleeping. What you gonna do? Last year, we made our oil. Remember last year?
Sure,
we had
did.
A big bottle of oil, sure did, then the frankincense, the myrrh, the cassia. I don't even remember all the ingredients, but we did that and we made our oil. So I didn't get it. We made our own vials last year, but this year you have Abba's oil. So take this with you all, the candle and the oil, add it to your goodies, okay? Add it to your goodies.
To the church box.
To your church box, add it to the church box. Now, grab your book real quick. We're going to do a little list book.
Right.
Yeah.
Which book?
We're going to do a
little
list book.
This one.
Marriage Matters book.
Or Marriage Matters.
Book. Turn to page 13.
Which book
we're getting
in? Marriage Matters.
Grab the book. Do a little book. Yeah, does everybody have that book? Have y'all been blessed so far?
All right. On page 13. On page 13. Page 13. Page 13. And I'm just pointing out some things, some highlights of some things. He says on page 13, look, I'm trying to find it so I can see exactly what it was. I didn't write it down because I know my book. I gave my book away. He said the difference of the contract, y'all found it?
On page 13?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, let me see what it says.
Are you on 13?
No,
it's 13. Maybe it's no, it is. There's a difference in the contract. Let me see. Okay.
Word of country. Pop out.
The difference of the contract. Hold on.
I'm on 14. For most people, covenant is simply some sort of formal contract.
Oh, don't worry about it. We don't start right here. Okay, we're going to start on page 11. You found it. Turn back. We're going to start. For far too many people, the subject of marriage is like a three-ring circus. First, there is the engagement ring. Next comes the wedding ring. Then there is a suffering. Or then there's suffering. One lady said that she got married because she was looking for the ideal, but it quickly turned into an ordeal. This goes back to what Desmond said and talked about earlier, right? But it quickly turned into an ordeal, and now she wants a new deal. And so she had an idea that turned into an ordeal. Now she wants a new deal. One man said that he and his wife were happy for 20 years and then they got married. 20 years and then they got married. Many people today are disappointed with marriage. They wake up one morning only to discover that the reality they live in looms far from what they had once dreamt or imagined. Because of this, some are getting out of marriage almost as quickly as they got into it. Mm-hmm. On top of that, the breakup of a marriage these days doesn't seem to carry the same gravity that it did in the past. Mm-hmm. So-called no-fault divorces offer the option of an amicable split. My question is, if things are so amicable, then why not stay married? Mm-hmm. What we are experiencing today is the ending of marriages without even a hint or of remorse. Wow. And it reminds me of a guy who went to the Super Bowl. The stadium was packed, but the seat next to him sat empty. The man behind him questioned him about the empty seat. He answered, "That seat was for my wife, if that seat was for my wife. She would have been here, but she died." The other man offered his condolences and asked him if he didn't have a friend that he could have asked to come with him, rather than let the seat remain empty. The man replied, "I do, but all of my friends said they wanted to go to the funeral instead." This man. Now, I realize I'm making light of a weighty subject, but I'm doing so to illustrate how the seriousness of the wedding vows seem to no longer be honored. Statistics remind us that we already know, either from personal experience or from our friends, and that is that over 50% of marriages will all end in divorce. Over half of all promises made that until death do us part get broken. Because of this, and we make that promise, y'all, until death do us part. Because of this, what I would like to examine is the nature of the agreement we make when we get married. If we do not understand this agreement, then we will not be prone to protect it. Protect the agreement. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Protect the agreement. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it one more time. Protect. I was waiting for somebody to underline it, highlight it, I was just waiting to see the hands and pins or something. Well, I thought it was important. I was just trying to figure out what y'all was waiting on. Because he said protect. We have a responsibility to protect our marriages, protect the covenant, protect the agreement. Protect the agreement, he said. What's even worse is that neither will be apt to benefit from it. One day, a boy lost one of his contact lenses. Oh, this was a good part for me, too. One day, a boy lost one of his contact lenses. He spent a significant amount of time trying to locate it, but he couldn't. Eventually, he told his mom. The boy's mom began looking for the contact lens and found it in only a matter of minutes. Now listen, the boy asked, "How could you find that contact lens in just a few minutes when I must have looked for 20 minutes?" Goes on to say, the mom said, "That's easy. You didn't find it because you were looking for a contact lens. I found it because I was looking for $200. Come on, I put too much in. I invested too much in it. So because I made the investment, I'm going after my investment. And God is coming back for his investment. I'm telling you all, he knows what he's invested in us. He's looking for a return on his investment."
You stuck.
See what I'm saying? All right, wait. I found it. I was looking for a 250. Okay. It all depends on how you view it. How do you all view your marriage? Right. How do you view your marriage? And that's the conversation for y'all. In your separate time, in your quiet time. Come on, I'm helping y'all get intimate and spend a little time together. How do we view our marriage?
Yeah.
That's the question you need to ask each other. Yeah. Or even yourself. How do you view it? Because it all depends on how you view it. Our marriages today are deteriorating at such a high rate, not because we no longer get along, but because we have lost sight of the purpose and the prosperity of the marriage covenant. See? Y'all hear it? We no longer get along, or not because we don't get along, but because we have lost the sight of the purpose and the prosperity of the marriage covenant. Not the contract, not the commitment, but of the covenant of our marriage.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Most people today view marriage as a means of looking for love, happiness, and fulfillment. Make no mistake about it. Those things are important. Those things are critical. They are just not the most important or the most critical. Yet, because we have made second things first, as important as second things are, we are having trouble finding anything at all. Marriage is a covenant. It's a covenantal union designed to strengthen the capability of each partner to carry out the plan of God in their lives. Marriage matters.
Well, we've come to the top of the hour, and what another great episode. Thanks again to the banks, because what they tell you, you can take it to the bank. And like Sherry always says, if he rocking, she rolling. Hey. And the tailors, because they are truly tailor-made. And to Dr. Nancy for reading from that book, Marriage Matters. What can I say? There will be a part four and a part five. I have a few more interviews to share. This is the Back in the Day podcast. I'm your host, Big Papa, and I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. So in closing, as usual, love God, love yourself, and spread love, because this world needs love more now than ever before. And remember, your marriage matters. There's purpose for your marriage. Now it's up to you and your spouse to find out what that purpose is. All right? So until next time, peace and hair grease. And I'm out.